We're blessed in this cycle B of the year to meditate on the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, on the Eucharist for five consecutive Sundays. And next Sunday will be the last one. And this one is really the kind of the heart of it, where Jesus says we must eat his flesh and drink his blood over and over about eight different times, and intensifying as he says it. And this is no clearer sign that Jesus is saying to take this literally, not symbolically, that we need to eat his body and drink his blood. And the people, of course, have a difficult time accepting this. Even the disciples did, even the apostles did as well. And it took faith. You know, Jesus is saying, I am the bread come down from heaven. And the people are balking at that, saying, how can he say he's coming down from heaven when we know his mother and we know his relatives? And so they balked at that. And then Jesus says, over and above that, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Something, you know, kind of abhorrent to the Jews, of cannibalism type of words. And Jesus says it over and over and over. And they say, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Amen, amen, I say to you, Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. So this is difficult for the people to, because, you know, this is language never heard of before. And Jesus doesn't explain it. He doesn't explain that this is going to be given to you in a sacramental way, not in a flesh and blood way, in the sense of, you know, carving out his flesh and going into his vines and taking his blood. You know, it is his flesh and blood, but it's presented in a sacramental way through the appearance of bread and wine, which makes it palatable to us, but it still is real flesh and blood. But he doesn't explain that to them. You know, they probably wouldn't have understood it anyway. He says it in these words, and he means it literally, and they have to accept it on faith, on his word itself. So, and we too are accepting this truth of the Eucharist on his word, solely on his word, certainly not on any empirical evidence, nothing through our senses, solely through his word. So, you know, faith, this takes faith, and maybe we can reflect on our faith in the Eucharist today. Where is the level of our faith in the Eucharist? Is it superficial? Is it just when we receive him in the Eucharist and we pay attention to him a little bit? Or does it suffuse our entire spiritual life and our life of Christian faith, which, as it did to the saints were totally, totally consumed by the Eucharist. And they thought of it day and night and went to Mass as often as they could to receive him in the flesh in the Eucharist. But we don't stop there. We know that God is present in the tabernacle, and so we come to church as often as we can. We give our heart to him and make this a deep living faith. It's a deep thing and not a superficial thing. And so we can evaluate perhaps today, the level of our faith. How strong, how deep is it? How much does it affect our life and our thinking and our prayers? And of course, we are turning to Our Lady, who has to be in the picture. Our Lady has to be in the picture because she is the mother of the Eucharist. She is the one who gives us the Eucharist. She is the one who gave us the flesh and blood of Jesus. Jesus came to us through him. So she needs to be in the picture for this whole picture to be there. And not only for the picture, but for the grace to be there. Jesus will give us himself to us in so much more grace if she's there. So we want to come to her, have our Eucharistic life with a Marian life, with our Marian intentions, with our Marian petitions, with our Marian mystical union as we come to the altar, to the altar rail to receive Jesus. We are coming united to her and with her, asking her to obtain for us those graces that we need and we want and that Jesus wants to give to us, especially this union with Jesus, this relationship with our Lord. We are to foster our relationship with Jesus, to draw closer and closer to him in a union of love and faith, nurturing this. And she's there to to sort of knead the Eucharist in our, into our heart, to nurture our faith in Him, nurture our friendship, our love for our Lord. And that's why He gives us Himself to us as His daily bread, to nurture our relationship with Him, of unity, of union, of love, and of that close, intimate friendship with Jesus, which we foster and do the best that we can. You know, this is a gift from grace from God that, that can draw us close to Him and make us love Him more. This is a grace from God. We are asking for it. We're doing all that we can to foster it and to nurture that with our union with Our Lady. So let's ask for that today, for a deeper, deeper faith and a deeper, deeper love and relationship with our Lord in the Eucharist today.